Hierdie inset sal word aan jou gebring deur Radio Kaapse Kansel op 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.kaapsekansel.co.za.
7:45. Oh, someone sent us a nice meme. It's got a picture of a hand holding some flowers that you can see. This is not one of these fancy bunches that you're buying at the supermarket and you're paying two arms and three legs. It's one of those. Iemand het die veld geloop en net veldblommetjies gepluk. En daar is 'n hand met so 'n nice manicured nails, just like Zanti Swanepoel's, holding some flowers and it says, "Hallo lieflike mens, ek bring net blommetjies om te sê, hoop jou dag is awesome." And it seems just right after looking at a picture of blommetjies to be speaking to Zanti Swanepoel. Good morning, Zanti.
Dit gaan goed, dankie. Good design.
Good, you didn't even hear me say nice things about your nails and flowers, but anyway, at least I know I said it and I feel good this morning. Wat's op jou hart vir ons? Jy was altyd iets kragtig om met ons te deel.
Ag, weet jy nee, ek staan verskriklik klein vir oggend as ek met elke een, eerstens met myself, met julle in die studio en met elke luisteraar vir oggend deel, net weer oor 'n bietjie perspektief. Jy weet wanneer ek braai het op 'n plek kom wat my uitdagings vir my groot raak of my antwoorde min, dan is dit altyd daai rooi lig vir my wat sê, want jy is nou weer groter en jy maak God baie kleiner. En dan is dit vir my daai wake-up call om bietjie weer perspektief te kry oor wie God is en wie ek is. Amper soos Job, nee, ja. Waar die Here vir hom sê, maar hou jy pleidies in jou hand. En ek bedoel, pleidies is in 1000 ligjare weg van ons af. En God hou die hele, he holds the whole universe in his hand.
Ja.
Dit gee betek net sy perspektief, dat ons weet nie hoe groot die universe is nie. En dan ewe skielik raak my probleempies klein, want ek besef wie ek dien, en wie my pa is, en wie vir my sorg, en ek wil vanoggend vir jou sê, ek wil jou challenge, ek wil jou uitdaag, want ons sê dit so baie, en omdat ons dit baie sê, verloor ons soms die impak daarvan.
Hmm.
Ek wil vandag weer vir jou vra, as daar staan in Lukas 1 vers 37, as daar staan, for nothing is impossible with God, het dit nog steeds die impak? Gloe jy dit? In Matthew 19, verses 26, where it says, with God, all things are possible. Doen dit regtig. Hoor ons dit regtig. Ek wil net begin vandag deur jou te verduidelik wie jy is. Want soms vergeet jy dat ek en jy deur God Almagtig geskape is, na sy beeld. En as ons na onsself kyk uit sy perspektief, dan kan ons nie anders as om te besef hoe groot hy is.
Yeah.
En dat hy in beheer is. En dat hy weet wat in my lewe aangaan. Your brain has approximately 20 billion cells.
Hmm.
Now 1 billion is 1,000 million. Which means 20 billion is 20,000 million cells. Of which are connected to as many as 20,000 other cells. So your brain has 20 billion cells, each of which is connected to as many as 20,000 other cells.
Mm.
The possible combinations and permutations of ideas, thoughts, and insights that you can generate are equal to the number 1, followed by 8 pages of zeros.
What?
Imagine that. This number is greater than all the molecules in the known universe.
Hmm.
Your thoughts, your ideas, your insights are greater than all the molecules in the known universe. Now, every time I read this, and I've got it, ek het op 'n baie spesifieke plek in my dagboek, want elke keer as my probleme groot raak en God raak klein, dan gaan ek terug hierna toe. En wat hierdie vir my sê is, if I was created in this miraculous and with this huge potential, how big is God if this is me and I am small? How big is He?
Mm-hmm.
How is he limited to the physics of this world? Niks is vir hom onmoontlik nie. En ek wil jou vanoggend bemoedig, luisteraar, as jy daai persoon is wat voel, maar weet jy wat, ek bid al hoe lank, en ek vertrou al hoe lank vir hierdie persoon, vir daardie persoon, vir die regering, vir my werkers, vir my werknemer, vir wie ook al, en daar gebeur niks. Dan wil ek vir jou sê jou aanbid. Want vandag wil ek vir jou verduidelik hoe nie onmoontlik alles vir die Here is. And that if you keep trusting and keep praying, He will blow you away. Because nothing is impossible. He created you with 20,000 billion cells in your brain. With ideas more than all the molecules in the universe. Who do you think He is? Because maybe it's time to realize that this morning. He is much bigger than that. And He's got you in the palm of His hands. He has your back. Keep trusting and keep praying. Because you see, I want to share with you something this morning that blew me away a couple of years ago. And I want to share it again because it is such a powerful story. But Angola is one of America's largest maximum security prisons. It houses 6,300 inmates in five separate complexes on 18,000 acres of working prison farm. So here we have 6,300 of the most dangerous prisoners in America. Mm. It's a maximum security prison. Now, Angola was named one of the bloodiest prisons in America. You actually get issued with a dagger, they say, when you get there, just to try and save your own life. And there is no incentive to change your life because you have little chance of early release and no chance of ever getting out of there. So today, 90% of the prisoners that end up in Angola die there. Not uncommon to die alone. There's no one around you when you die. No family at the funeral. So they lose complete hope. And when you look at the crimes you commit, you cannot think that anybody can love them. But you know what? When Jesus died on that cross, a murderer was next to him. And today I want to bring you back to yourself and to the passion God has for you. Because He died for every one of these 6,300 criminals as well. And He has you on His heart too. Now these inmates were not allowed to, in 1994, the federal government revoked the Pell Grant, which made them eligible for the convicted felons to have college funding to get to educate them and to get a degree. So in 1994, they stopped this completely. But Bill Kane was the warden at that time. And this, he just said this was a very harmful to Angola, and he didn't know what to do. Can you think to be in that stage where the little bit of incentive is now taken away? Now they really have nothing to have any good behavior for. And to manage a prison where nobody has any incentive to give any good behavior, I don't want to be that warden. And all he knew was to go to the New Orleans Baptist Theology Seminary, and he asked them for a minimal college-level course that they would give to the prison as a gift. And isn't it beautiful that they agreed fully? And a prison seminary could produce graduates equipped to staff the isolated Angola church directly. So Angola's prison allowed their own churches. And today it's called Angola Church. And these inmate ministers are now deployed throughout the prison. They lead the churches. They do the worship. They visit each other on death row. They work as hospice counselors. They deliver family death notifications to fellow inmates. They coordinate the funerals. They do counseling to the bereaved. And they serve as seminary tutors and teach them to read and write. And governed by a personalist ethic of what they call relationship theology. Angola's inmates serve the prison by focusing on interpersonal relationships. Inmate congregations tie back to the prison with their toiletries, shoes and clothing and stationery. They give when they have absolutely nothing. These contributions are reserved for the poorest of poor inmates in Angola. In 2015, 38% of Angola's prisoners had less than $5 in all their personal accounts. Less than $5. Inmates say Angola churches gives them the opportunity in their lives to deal with their past and not be destroyed by it. I want to give that hope to you today as well, that God gives you the opportunity to deal with your past and not to destroy you by it. That is love. We feel if we are, that we are not human. This is the inmate speaking. We feel that we are not human. But the moment you become a son of God, you become human again. You make the right choices for the right reasons in relationship. They say that love work is the only work in that prison. Faith at America's toughest prison plays exactly the role Jesus said it should play. It tends to the most vulnerable, serves the sick and dying, heals the brokenhearted through acts of loving kindness. It is a model not only for other prisons, but for the church at large. Yeah. I leave you with what one of the inmates said when they did this amazing interview. They said, or he said, "You do not know who God is until God is all that you have left." He says, "We do not do a work for him. We do a work from him." May this give you hope this morning to know that God sees you. He loves you. Keep praying. If he can take a bloodbath prison and change it to one of the most serving and hopeful places on earth, you can trust him to do for you what you need him to do. He is amazing, faithful, powerful, and your father and provider. Amen.
Hierdie insetsel is aan jou gebring deur Radio Kaapse Kansel op 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus op www.kaapsekansel.co.za.